As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. And don't forget that YouTube feed. You can watch the shows live on YouTube, 6A to 6P every day, Monday to Friday. Morning show, the midday show, afternoon show. We'll also put clips up of some of the parts of the show in case you missed it or you want to watch a specific clip that we'll put up for you. So a lot going on. Watch the show on YouTube. Check it out on the Odyssey app or, of course, 94WIP on your radio. All right, so Phillies get rocked last night, 11-4. Ugly night. I mean, ugly offense, ugly pitching, ugly bullpen. Ugly defense. Trey's got to knock that ball down the first inning. Whatever the heck is going on, Rojas in the sixth. I mean, just really, really tough stuff for the Phillies there. Offensively, defensively, pitching. It does not look like a good baseball team right now. You take away the Rockies series where they swept the worst team in the National League. They're 7-8. They've been, in totality, even with the Rockies series, they've been outscored by 4 runs. I mean, this has been a malaise that's been going on for a long time now. You know, when the Phillies left for London last June 5th. I was at the game. We had a day at the game with the midday show last June 5th. And that day, the Phillies were 44-19. They got on a plane at 44-19 after sweeping the Brewers. They had a plus 104 run differential. They looked like, at that point, an all-time great baseball team. Since then, they are 62-59 with a minus 6 run differential. That includes the postseason, and it includes this season so far. They've been outscored this year. There's a lot going on that is not great. But I want to dive in today to the Aaron Nola situation because, you know, there's some things with this team that you could change, right? The Phillies will change this bullpen. They're not going to keep these same guys all year. They'll refresh this bullpen. You know, at some point, one of these starters could go to the pen, whether it's Ranger Suarez, whether it's an Andrew Painter. They'll find probably someone at AAA that's pitching better than what they have now and swap that guy out. They'll make a trade during the season. You know, they'll find a way to improve the bullpen, I believe, as the year goes on. Okay, that's a problem. You just cross your fingers. You're going to get a little more production out of third base, center field, because it's so bad so far. You probably will. Left field, that could be a trade deadline acquisition. I like what I'm seeing more than don't like what I'm seeing out of Bryce's Stott, so you hope that continues. Trey Turner, his best days are over, but let's hope he finds some level here and produces. Same thing with JT Realmuto. Okay, you could kind of talk yourself into a lot of these things. One thing, though, that as the data keeps coming in, it's getting harder and harder to talk yourself into is Aaron Nola. So I am officially concerned when I'm seeing with Aaron Nola. And have we seen this before? To an extent. I mean, you can go back 2019. He started off poorly in April. He's had some Aprils like last year where his velocity was down, and he brought it back up. But last night, Aaron Nola's fastball averaged 90 miles an hour. Giants hitter swung and missed at only 2 of 44 fastballs last night. They fouled off 11 of them. 4 hits on fastballs. Nola's walks, which I'll get to, were on fastballs, 3 of them. So what I'm noticing now is a guy that's velocity is down. I feel like he is not as comfortable throwing the ball over the plate, and he's nibbling more. So you have a guy that's always relied on control command, now nibbling. You have a guy who his fastball set up his swing and miss curve, but his fastball now he doesn't trust anymore. So teams are going to lay off that or swing and hit it or not miss it. It's a bad combination. And I said before the season there's a trend going on with Aaron Nola right now that is concerning, and I expected it to continue, and it has so far. We'll see where we're at by the end of the season. But if you look at Aaron Nola's strikeout-to-walk ratio in his career.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is fluctuated. For his career, it's over four, which is excellent. But it has fluctuated, and he's had some years where it has been excellent. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4 years where it's better than 4-1. And then he's had 4 years where it's above 3.5-1, not quite 4. But those are all really good. Then he's had, you know, a couple years where it is actually just 1 year where it's been below 3, just 1 year. And that was 2019 where he had his really tough April and then he bounced back after that. But it wasn't a dominant season. And I look at Aaron Nola right now and his strikeout to walk ratio. Let's go to the last 4 years, 2022, 2023, 2024, into 2025. 2022 is career best. He finished fourth in the Cy Young Award. You can make a real case by fielding independent pitching, by his strikeout to walk ratio, by his walks per nine, by his ERA. It was his best all-around season. I know 2018 he was great, but I thought 2022 was one of his best all-around seasons. Then what he did to pitch him in the playoffs, the way he pitched in the playoffs, he was really, really, really good. His whip was under one, really good in 2022. 8.1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Best in baseball that season. 2023. It dipped to 4.49. Still really good. Not quite as good. 2024, it dipped under 4 to 3.94. So we've gone from 8.1, 4.4, 3.9. This year, we're at 2.78. That's his strikeout-to-walk ratio this year. That's not very good. It's not very good. And the issue is, I'm not sure it's going to get better. With that, okay, I'm going to give you another number that coincides with the strikeout-to-walk. So when he had his 8.10 strikeout-to-walk ratio in 2022, his hits per nine were only 7.4. He allowed only 7.4 hits per nine. 2023, when the strikeout-to-walk ratio dropped to 4.49, the hits per nine went up to 8.3. Okay, so uptick, not the worst thing in the world, but uptick. Last year, 3.94 strikeout-to-walk ratio, the hits per nine went up to 8.5. And this year, with a 2.78 strikeout-to-walk ratio, Aaron Nola is allowing 11.2 hits per nine. So he's walking more batters. He's giving up more hits. There's more base runners. His whip has skyrocketed. His FIP has skyrocketed. it's all going the wrong direction. He seems to have no feel for the baseball right now. His velocity is down, which it has been in other Aprils, but based on his career trends and what happened last year, it wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't uptick the way you want it to or it did last year when he got, you know, to 92 or so in July. Aaron Nola's in decline. I mean, I see it. I see it. I've seen this with a million pitchers. James Shields, Dan Heron, Mike Mussina. There's a kind of pitcher Nola's like where it's not all velocity. It's the great breaking pitch. I always thought he was kind of a poor man's Mussina. Not quite as great as Mussina, but Mussina-esque. And Mussina found a way in his latter years to figure it out. And I championed him for the Hall of Fame. I thought he was a tremendous pitcher. But, you know, you got to the, how old is Nolan now? We're going on, this is age 32 year. So age 32 was Mussina's first year with the Yankees, and he was still excellent. 5.10 strikeout to walk, 2.92 FIP. But then I'd say after that, you know, it started to decline where Mussina was not the same pitcher. Now, he did have a big year, his final year, 206 pitch, 30, led the league in games started. Wow, that 08 Mussina, I forgot about how good he was. Finished sixth at Cy Young, 19th in MVP, won a gold glove. So good finish for Mussina there in 2008 at the age of 39. But after his first year with the Yankees, his final really good season, Mussina had a 4.12 ERA and a 1.08 ERA plus. Okay, and actually, if you take away that bounce back final year, you just go to 02 Mussina to 07 Mussina, age 33 to 38. You know, we're talking about 4.12 ERA, 108 ERA plus. 4.12, 108. His strikeout to walk ratio was under 4. It wasn't great. And again, I think Nola is more of a poor man's Mussina. He's not the same in terms of Mussina, in terms of excellence. I don't think he's just not as good. I mean, Mussina in his prime was, he made the Hall of Fame. Mussina had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 top 6 finishes at Cy Young. Nola has had 2 of those. So, yeah, I think he's a poor man's Mussina in terms of stuff, in terms of the way he pitches. And Mussina lived and got through it down the stretch of his career, but he became way more of a league average pitcher. What I see with Aaron Nola is a guy right now that may have skipped a step in this process. So when the Phillies gave him that 7-year deal, I remember we talked about the idea of 7 years when the Phillies were negotiating. I was totally against that. I like Nola, and I wanted him back. And there's a familiarity with Aaron Nola that we're just used to for so many years, him pitching every fifth day. He's durable. He sets a big moments here. I generally like Aaron Nola. I thought at one point, 2016, 2017, he was baseball's secret ace that no one knew about. And then it emerged in 2018. And then he really settled into what he was, which was a very high-end number two for a few years there. And I think the Phillies knew, and I think most of us knew when they gave him the contract into his mid and late 30s, that he would be way more of a mid-rotation starter for the bulk of that contract than a high-end two. It's just that's just the aging curve. It's just the reality. Well, I think the hope was, at least in my mind, that Aaron Nola would hover for a few years there. You know, let's say now the next 3-4 years in, let's call it a number three role, right? A number three, starter in terms of performance. Well, it feels like we've skipped that step, and we're now in the latter stages where he's going to be a number four. Because my eyes tell me this is a number four starter. And could the Phillies survive that? Because they have Wheeler, assuming he's going to get back on track here. They have Luzardo. They have Sanchez. Yeah, they could. They have three pitchers right now that are better than Aaron Nola, flat out. So Aaron Nola is the four on this team. Right now he's the four. I don't think there's any questions about that. But it is a big deal, and it is worrisome that he is now looking like a number four, because let's not forget, Sanchez hasn't done this for years and years, so you still have to hope and project his performance. And Luzardo had a back issue last year, so we'll see how his back holds up over the full season. Nola's going to take 32 turns. I mean, that we know. So that's a lot of baseball he's going to be responsible for, and right now, I'm concerned. The velocity's down, the strikeout to walk is down, the walks are up, he doesn't look comfortable, and I think he's trying to now live with another dip in velocity. You know, he's not the guy he was a few years ago. He has declined. He's got to learn to pitch like this. I think he's smart enough to get through some bad lineups, but I also think some good ones like the Giants are going to give him some trouble like they did last night. Now, if you go to Baseball Savant, Aaron Nola, you know, his fastball velocity is now in the 8th percentile. His expected ERA, 3.99. That's not terrible. So he's been a little bit worse than his expected. Expected batting average, 257. His walk percentage is closer to the 50% mark than you want it to be. Still getting good chase percentage. Still getting above average whiff, above average K percentage, above average in terms of hard hit percentage, not getting hit that hard. Above average at ground ball rate, above average in extension. It's not all bad. It's not all bad. But he hasn't been very good so far. His off-speed thing is the only thing right now with his arsenal that is really, really helping batter, helping get outs. Otherwise, it's not there. I mean, it really isn't. The barrel percentage is higher than it's ever been in terms of against him. Hard hit percentage is up off of where it was last year. His K percentage is a little bit up, but still down from where it was in his prime. His walk percentage is through the roof. His ERA is through the roof. Right now, it's not great. Now, they give they do a thing where they have pitchers similar to the pitcher we're talking about. Okay, like this guy's current outlook, who is he like? And right now, one of the comps is 2025 Miles Michaelis. It's not what you want. It's not what you want for a pitcher getting 7 years, $170 million. So I am officially concerned with Aaron Nola. I don't know if this is going to bounce back. I think the velocity will uptick a little bit as the summer goes on and he gets warmer and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't look right. And I remember when the contract came down and I looked at his, you look at his innings and the guy's got 1,643 innings under his belt. It's very likely that it's caught up to him. The velocity, the innings, the pitches, it's all caught up to him. Similar pitchers through age 31. I mean, look at some of these guys. Tim Lincecum, he was pretty much done. James Shields fell off very fast. James Shields and Aaron Nola are very similar pitchers, very similar. And James Shields, once he got to, let's see where he, once James Shields got to, I would say through his age 31 season, but you could even go beyond that. Let's go to, I'm trying to match up innings here with James Shields and Aaron Nola. Now, James Shields had a good run with the Rays and the first couple years with the Royals, helped them get to the World Series. Really good run. He took starts every year, 31, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 11 complete games one of those years, 34, 34 innings, 200 every single year. I mean, he really was racking up a lot. And then once it fell, though, for James Shields, it fell, and it fell at a really, really fast clip. I'm looking at James Shields, the second part of his career, the back end of his career, and his fielding and the pending pitching. So James Shields, the first, let's call it 285 games. Where's Nola right now in terms of games? Aaron Nola's probably thrown in the big leagues. Let's look. Aaron Nola games in the big leagues. Aaron Nola right now just pitched his 272nd game last night. So I'm looking at Shields through 285. Okay, it's pretty similar. He had a 3.77 FIP, 3.72 ERA, strikeout to walk ratio of 3.6. So I would say, Nola probably a little bit better, but very similar. Once you got to that, from then on, James Shields, the rest of his career with the Padres, I can't believe the Padres, the White Sox traded Fernando Tatis Jr. for him. It's an unbelievably bad trade. The rest of his career, he had 705 innings pitched, and he pitched to a 4.81 ERA in 120 innings. That's a big comp. And it's not one the Phillies hope is real, but it could be. I'm worried about Aaron Nola. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.